Ed Soderberg.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I have to follow that. Jesus Christ. All right.
Use big words.
So my story is really good in concept. It has sex and Dungeons and Dragons, which you never really see put together. I'm going to do that tonight. In execution, however, I'm probably going to stumble all over myself. And
everything. You're going to do great.
Anyway, it's another ex-girlfriend story. So, I pretty much from the age of 17 to 25 always had some girlfriend. I was a serial monogamist. And the story is always the same. We meet, she makes the mistake of dating me, I guess, and over time she realizes just how nerdy I am, that I'm not wearing it on my sleeve fashionably, like, no, I really, really am that nerdy. So, I had a girlfriend, let's just say sometime in my 20s, because I'm not going to use her name just in case, but you know who you are, who had a real problem with me wanting to play D&D with my friends. Now, I hadn't played before because it's actually really hard to get into a group. And, you know, I just, a spot had opened up. I'd always wanted to do it. You know, it was sort of I saw it as a potential creative outlet for me. And I was talking about it with her because, you know, you're supposed to talk with your significant others about things that you want to do. And she was not at all amused, and she took a very kind of a patronizing view of it, like, oh, this is just you, like, thinking you want to do it, but that's just what kids do, it's not, you know, no, all the guys I want to do it with are 5 years older than me, you don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so, at some point, she comes over to my apartment, and she has a bag, and she has a present for me, and she tells me, I've got a present for you, I'm kind of excited. And she says, yeah, it's some dice. So I'm thinking, like, is this kind of a... is he telling me it's okay to play Dungeons & Dragons? And she pulls out these big, furry sex dice. D6s, both of them. And they're connected. And on one of the die, it says an action, like lick or spank or, you know, etc. And on the other, it has a body part. So you would just roll these dice, and presumably you come up with, like, lick... butt or spank nipple or something. And I tried to explain to her, like, this isn't... And she called, she said, like, oh, we can do some role-playing. And I tried to explain to her, that's not really role-playing, that's just kind of a random result from rolling dice. And she's like, well, that's exactly what you want to do. No, it's not what I want to do, because D&D is you're choosing things that you want to do, and then the likelihood of a certain outcome is determined... you know, by mathematical probability and the parameters you've set with your character to begin with. And, you know, that right over her head. she's like, no, I thought you'd like it. Well, it's not the same. So, I knew, and she kind of got kind of high on her horse about it, how she's like, trying to help me out somehow by doing this and letting me sort of play D&D with these stupid... None of them were 20-sided, you know, just two six-sided sex dice. And so, of course, the best way to shut her up was just to, you know, we start going at it. And something happens to me that had never happened to me before. My jaw starts aching. I just can't keep doing what I'm doing, if you can imagine what I'm doing. And so I think, oh, well, you know, maybe I don't know, it's, something's wrong with my jaw, so let's switch to penis. And, so I do that, but that doesn't work either. And I start really worrying, because that's the first time ever, you know, I'm in my something 20s, and it's not working, and I'm kind of freaking out. And I'm thinking about it, but what I'm thinking about more is... She didn't understand why I wanted to play D&D. She thought it was this horribly antisocial thing, which is it's actually the most social thing you can do, I think. And I had my first bout of psychosomatically induced sexual frustration. I just could not perform because my girlfriend wanted to play with sex dice, and I wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons. So... So then we broke up 2 weeks later. That's my story.
Ed, thanks for sharing, man.
Andrew, you got something to say?
Yeah, no, from
Ed's contribution just now on the mix of random generation and sex, I'd like to quote from the first edition rules of Dungeons & Dragons, one of Gary Gygax's great contributions, the Harlot Random Encounter Table. Here. It says, Harlot encounters can be with brazen strumpets or haughty courtesans, thus making it difficult for the party to distinguish each encounter for what it is. In fact, the encounter could be with a dancer only prostituting herself as it pleases her, an elderly madam, or even a pimp. In addition to the offering of the usual fare, the harlot is 30% likely to know valuable information, 15% likely to make something up in order to gain a reward,
yes,
and 20% likely to be or work with a thief. You may find it useful to use the subtable below to see which sort of harlot encounter takes place. And the subtable is as follows. 1 to 10, slovenly troll. 11 to 25, brazen strumpet. 26 to 35, cheap trollop. 36 to 50, typical streetwalker. 51 to 65, saucy tart. 66 to 75, wanton wench. 76 to 85, expensive doxy. 86 to 90, haughty courtesan. 91 to 92, aged madam. 93 to 94, wealthy procuress. 95 to 98, sly pimp. 99 to 100, rich panderer. So I just thought I'd contribute to that.
Where do you think he got those percentile from? Like, do you think he actually conducted research? Yeah. Well, 20% of the women I meet on the street are going to steal my clothes and money, so...